page 104, as using the wrong utensil. These failures damage the faces we offer up to another's scrutiny. Such unwariness or exposure can make us shamefaced. 8. Staring at someone's actual face can signal that their status is in danger, that their metaphorical face is wrong. Sometimes the damage is so severe that a starer pretends not to see or refuses to meet the stranger's eyes, as did the repentant artist Doug Auld when he faced the burn survivor, causing a scene of mutual embarrassment. Face work is a staring encounter through which we perpetually renegotiate our self-esteem and status, making us exceedingly vulnerable to one another. Levinas and Buber consider the ethical and theological implications of encounters between any two faces, whereas Goffman examines relations between two very particular faces. Goffman's face work is a dynamic social interaction in which one puts a particular face before a hostile world judge, much more like the other that Sartre and Gombrowicz propose. For Levinas, other faces ask us not to kill them. For Goffman, other faces ask us to spare them from embarrassment. Our faces are, for Goffman, images of our own and others' appraisals of us. In contrast to Buber's understanding of faces as sight.